At the Guerre Bruxelles Midi by Lawrence Ferlinghetti, narrated by Bill Wallach. Two people saying goodbye, but not saying it, saying nothing in the station at noon in the Guerre Bruxelles Midi. Not a word between them. They're both looking straight ahead. Their hands are clasped on the cafe table, all four hands together as in a child's hand game. Their hands are big. The man and the woman are not so big. They are gray and green, middle-aged, nondescript, but distinguished. Even their skins seem gray. Il a l'air d'un petit fonctionnaire, a little bureaucrat somewhere. It is he who is taking the train, perhaps back to his wife in France. The woman here is a little younger, but far from young. Maybe he's French, she's Belge, a wartime romance, perhaps. Now, 40 years after, they're still meeting across borders. Their four hands, like the four wings of two doves folded together, unable to fly away from each other. Very capable hands, capable of a lot of things, but not of saying goodbye, not even of waving goodbye. Their hands are mute as mouths. He stands up now. He picks up his heavy valise. He stands there. Still, she does not look up. He keeps standing there, looking nowhere. Then he walks away. All at once, he walks away. Around the corner, out of sight, carrying his heavy valise and his heavy briefcase. She does not look after him. She does not turn her head. She stares straight ahead without blinking. A fly walks around on the table.